Russia saw its biggest opposition demonstration in 6 months yesterday. Thousands of people marched through the streets of Moscow to protest Russia's involvement in Ukraine. About 25,000 people took part in the rare government-sanctioned protest. NPR's Corey Flintoff has more from Moscow.
In Pushkin Square, where the march began, participants had to pass through metal detectors and triple rows of police as a helicopter hovered overhead. On an apartment balcony near the start of the march, someone hung a banner reading "March of Traitors." Despite the intimidating entry, people unfurled protest banners with messages such as "Hands off Ukraine" and "No to war." The street filled with hundreds of Ukrainian and Russian flags. Some marchers carried posters of Russian soldiers believed to have been killed in the fighting in eastern Ukraine, in a place where the Kremlin insists it has no troops on active duty.
We're against the war.
This is Mikhail, a 30-year-old lawyer who refused to give his last name, saying that participation in the march might hurt his career.
We don't want our people to die in Ukraine, unofficially.
And do you think that your voices will be heard?
Nope. That's the saddest part.
Ukrainian Nikolai Chirodnichenko is wearing his national colors of yellow and blue. He says the Russians marching beside him have come here despite a torrent of propaganda in the state-run media that portrays Ukraine's government as a fascist junta.
Propaganda is pushed very hard on the Russian brain, but step by step I think Russian understands that this war is a very bad way for our life and we need to stop this.
In general, the marchers look very much like the people who so unnerved the Kremlin when they staged mass protests in December of 2011. Not revolutionary, but solidly middle class, people who've benefited from Russia's prosperity but don't want to accept what they see as the government repression that comes with it. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.